reading from the second epistle of St. Peter, may his blessing be upon us, amen. For the reason I will not neglect to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to your power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitness of his majesty. For he received from the God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven, and when we were with him on the holy mountain, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do dwell to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, and no prophecy of the scripture is any of private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world passes away and it desires, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.